BRB nears deadline to resolve capital and liquidity crisis after Master scandal. BRB stands at a turning point as it nears a deadline with the central bank to fix its capital and liquidity. It comes after a year without public financial results and reports blocked since the Master Bank scandal, masking losses from fraudulent activity. The bank aims to present a consolidated balance sheet, but talks with lenders and the government drag on. BRB declined to comment on the delays, while officials say a broad support package from big banks and state funds is being sought. The article looks at the moves, the legal and political tensions, and what this means for the bank and the DF. BRB has not published its financial results for a year. The Banco Master scandal hid the true losses. The DF government seeks a state-backed loan to fix capital and liquidity. Banks demand guarantees and question BRB's ability to repay. Political and legal battles surround the rescue plan. BRB faces year-long gap in public results amid capital rescue efforts. Timeline of developments. The BRB, Banco de Brasilia, has not published its financial results for a full year. The latest quarterly update for the second quarter of 2025 did not include consolidated numbers, and operational reports have been stalled since the Master Bank scandal, masking the scale of losses from fraudulent operations. The bank had expected to release its consolidated 2025 balance by the end of the month, but that deadline was not met. It is now approaching the timeframe agreed with the Central Bank BC to address the capital and liquidity crisis. On February 6, the Brasilia-based institution handed to the BC a plan of preventive actions aimed at rebuilding capital within 180 days, i.e. by August 5, 2025. Funding plan and negotiations, the bank estimates it needs $8.8 billion in provisions. However, the government of the Federal District, which controls BRB, does not have cash on hand to fund the amount and is pursuing external financing. The DF government requested a loan from the Fund for Guarantee of Credit FGC of up to $6.6 billion, with terms still under negotiation and without a federal guarantee. The rescue plan was developed after Governor Celina Leo engaged the Supreme Court's Minister Lewis Fox to seek mediation with the federal government. It was agreed that the largest public and private banks would act as guarantors, while the DF would provide counter-guarantees sourced from the FPE and FPM. The proposed loan carries an IPCA-based rate plus 4.5% and an 18-month grace period. Guarantors and risks. As of now, the guarantor banks have not formally agreed to the terms. Some observers question whether $6.6 billion will be enough to resolve BRB's crisis given the unknown size of the losses. Discussions among lenders continue, and some options to further mitigate credit risk have not advanced. A potential path involving the participation of Banco do Brasil BB and Caixa Econômica Federal as guarantors has been floated, but is considered unlikely because it would require large capital provisions to back guarantees for a credit obligation tied to a federated unit with limited payment capacity. The DF carries a CAPEG rating of C, one of the lower scores, indicating weaker payment capacity. The Lula administration has told BB that honoring the Supreme Court agreement is important, but BRB must lead the process and present a credible restructuring plan. Legal and political reactions. To secure legal backing, the DF's banking consortium pushed for the plan approved by the Supreme Court to pass through the local legislative chamber. In a narrow vote, the project advanced, and on the 24th the governor signed the law, while vetoing several amendments proposed by district lawmakers. Some changes would have introduced exemptions in the fiscal adjustment plan required by the federal government, such as salary increases for public workers and new public job contests. Opposition groups SOL, PSB, PT, with PDT and RIDE have challenged the loan authorization in the district court, arguing that the law unlawfully uses public resources to cover private bank losses and lacks constitutional authority to earmark revenues from state or municipal funds for private financial institutions. Separately, Deputy Gabriel Magno PT asked the Public Prosecutor's Office of the DF and Territories MPDFT to investigate potential constitutional, fiscal, budgetary, and asset-related irregularities connected to the district law. Conclusion. In the face of a looming deadline, BRB's future rests on securing a credible rescue package that can restore its capital and liquidity while satisfying stringent scrutiny from the central bank. The bank must present a credible path toward a consolidated balance sheet and demonstrate that its 180-day plan, due by August 5, 2025, can regain market and regulator confidence. The estimated need of $8.8 $5.8 billion in provisions underscores the scale of the challenge, with the DF government seeking external financing and pursuing a loan from the FGC to back the effort. The viability of the plan hinges on the willingness of potential guarantor banks and possibly involvement from Banco do Brasil and Caixa to shoulder guarantees, which in turn depends on substantial capital provisions and favorable terms. Legal and political tensions, including opposition challenges to the use of public resources for private losses, create a fragile backdrop for any rescue. If a timely, credible restructuring cannot be secured, BRB risks ongoing opacity, eroding confidence, and wider implications for the DF's financial stability. Yet, if the package gains traction and is properly implemented, it could pave a path to restoring trust, safeguarding depositors, and stabilizing the region's banking system. Frequently asked questions: what deadline is BRB facing? BRB has 180 days to fix capital and liquidity, ending August 5, 2025, under the central bank plan. How much does BRB say it needs for reserves? BRB says it needs about 8.8 billion RIs for provisioning. What loan is the DF government seeking? The DF wants up to 6.6 billion RIs from the FGC to back the rescue, with terms still being negotiated and no federal guarantee yet. Why is BRB under pressure from markets? It has not published results for over a year. The Master scandal hid big losses. Actions are seen as slow. Who might back the loan and why is that tricky? Possible guarantors include Banco do Brasil and Caixa, but they would need large extra provisions and capital. Legal and political hurdles also loom.